It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. Chiropractic medicine has been around for well over 100 years and is used for a variety of conditions in all ages. I remember as a child, a young child, my stepfather going to a chiropractor every week. I don't remember what for, but I do remember it seemed to help him. And this was back in the 60s. My guest today is Dr. Michael Farrell. Dr. Farrell is a chiropractor by trade, though not currently practicing, and has spent much of his career in the community health center setting. Most recently, he became the CEO executive director of St. Croix Regional Family Health Center in Princeton in Washington County. Prior to this role, he was chief operating officer and director of rehabilitation services at Katahdin Valley Health Center and doctor of chiropractic at Penobscot Community Healthcare in Bangor. Hi, Dr. Farrell. Welcome to Senior Talk, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to join the show today.
I don't think that I've actually had a chiropractor on before, so this is very exciting. Can you explain the basic premise of what chiropractic medicine is for those who've never been to a chiropractor?
Yeah, absolutely. So the basic premise of chiropractic medicine is to allow the joints to move freely. And as you might imagine, kind of similar, the analogy that many use is kind of similar to a car. If your spine is out of alignment, then you're going to wear and tear unevenly, just like your tires do. And so that's a really simple way to say a lot of things, where if you have restrictions in your mobility, it's going to start to make you compensate. And then that's when you lead to other issues down the road as far as having pain in different areas. So, you know, maybe it starts off with your hip bothering you, then it goes to your back. Then next thing you know, that shoulder on the left side starting to bother you. And when you go to reach it and pick up the grandkids, it hurts to pick them up.
What can cause this out of alignment?
So it can be a number of different things, from the way that we sleep to the way that we sit at a desk. Today, with the evolution of computers, many people have, say, 2-3 monitors, but maybe they don't always consider, say, an ergonomic setup. And so because they're always looking to the left all day long, they have a repetitive motion syndrome created by looking to the left all day long. You know, our bodies are designed with specific body mechanics in line to look straight ahead, for example. So many of the time that we have pain, it's due to something that we're doing in our everyday life. And so as a chiropractor, one of the things that we really focus on is kind of getting to that root cause analysis of, hey, this is what's causing the pain. So that way we can make small tweaks with you, the patient, to hopefully have a stop long-term before it gets too bad and too out of control to really limit you.
Would someone know if their body's out of alignment, or would they just be feeling certain pain like a backache or hip pain?
Yeah. So at first they would just start to feel some mild pain. I always say that, you know, pain is the last thing to come and the first thing to go. It's kind of like the check engine light, where a lot of times our car, you know, it's getting low on the oil, right? And it's not until the very end before things get bad that check engine light comes on. And then it goes off pretty quickly once we add just a little bit of oil, even though it's not enough. So many times something isn't going to slow you down, but it is kind of the start of the problem, if you will.
So what I'm hearing is, if you start to feel something, don't wait until it gets really bad and think it will just go away. See someone.
Absolutely. The earlier, the better.
Yeah. So for someone who's thinking about this now, what can they expect on their first appointment to a chiropractor?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So one of the things that I would always tell patients is the first appointment's kind of boring because it's really a meet and greet. We understand what each other is expecting here. So the patient comes in and says, hey, my back is really bothering me. I, as the chiropractor, go through and I do a thorough assessment to understand what's going on. And then that day, we're probably going to do some basic treatment. But day number one really focuses on establishing that baseline of here is what the problem is. I do my examination and then I do an explanation to you of here's the problem. Here's what my examination said. And here's my treatment plan moving forward. And then I always say that a relationship between a doctor and a patient is kind of a negotiation of a treatment plan. What is that patient able to do? What are they willing to do? And then what is best practice too for what is going to help them? Because, you know, many times, especially, you know, in my community healthcare setting right now, for example, I might think that somebody needs to go get an MRI, but that might not be financially an option for that patient. And so then we need to maybe have a different starting point once we've been able to go back and forth a little bit with where can we start from to really work moving forward to get this person back in top-notch health and back to doing the things that they love.
Is chiropractic specifically more joints and bones, or can you treat soft tissue injuries such as bursitis or something?
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely we can treat soft tissue injuries as well as the bones and the joints. So it's really a combination of both. And many times the soft tissue injuries and the bones, the joints, they're going to impact each other, really. And so one might be causing the other and vice versa. And so really we take that whole person approach to take a look at both.
My mother's best friend is 92 and sees a chiropractor every week for migraines. And since he started seeing the chiropractor in Bangor, has not had one migraine. So how does chiropractic impact a situation like that? Because it's clearly working.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many of the times what we're looking for is, you know, kind of going back to that root cause, right? And so it's working from here, this patient's coming into me with these migraines, these headaches. Let's take a look and see what's going on. How is their neck doing? How is their upper back doing? And taking a look at those things. And then also throughout our examination, we're talking to the patient to figure out what things outside of the office are we going to be able to come back to and say, long-term, you know, to make sure that you don't have these migraines, these are the changes that we need to make, right? Maybe it's the way we sit in a chair. Maybe it's the way that we drive. Many different things. Maybe it's a specific activity that we're doing. You know, if somebody was, say, crocheting for long hours of the day and they had headaches, maybe we need to just be more mindful, maybe take a few extra breaks. One of the main things that really any provider will do, chiropractors do this as well, is they really try to avoid having people stop doing the activities that they enjoy doing if they can. Instead, maybe breaks, being mindful of different positionings or mindful of an approach is generally where we like to go first. And so, you know, headaches are a great example where posture has a big influence on that. And so we might do a lot of work around posture and what we can do to improve that.
So you're always looking for a workaround so people can live their lives and enjoy their lives.
Absolutely.
Does someone, if they have the situation, should they see their primary care provider first and then that person refers, or can they just go to a chiropractor right off the bat, or is it up to them?
It's really up to them. I always encourage patients that come and see me, if they haven't talked to their primary care provider, to go and talk to their primary care provider as well, because I'm only going to get insights many times into what is going on specific to that condition. But, you know, many times that primary care provider is going to know that whole person, everything going on with them. So even if the patient hasn't gone to their primary care provider, I usually let them know that I'd like to reach out to them just to let them know, hey, this person's come in, you know, Carol came in to see me today for chiropractic. Send over my exam findings, and then just make sure that they're aware that we're working together in collaboration for that condition, because many times they're going to come at it with a little bit of a different angle, and that's needed to really improve that person's healthcare long term.
Does chiropractic fit into physical therapy? So could someone have a primary care and a physical therapist and a chiropractor to treat whatever their condition is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's great to have that multidisciplinary approach. I've worked in a number of settings with physical therapists and it really works well. I think, you know, like many things, whenever you're working together as a team, it's everybody understanding what's their part, right? What's their part of the team? And so really that's the main focus. And whether it's a primary care, an orthopedist, a physical therapist, It's what is everybody doing to help this specific condition? So that way, maybe you're not stepping on toes, if you will, and duplicating efforts, or, you know, maybe countering efforts as well.
That's a great point. Working together does reduce stress and cost for everyone. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will discuss more with Dr. Michael Farrell. So stay with us right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. Dr. Michael Farrell, President and CEO of St. Croix Regional Family Health Center in Princeton, and a chiropractor. So let's discuss some of the specific conditions that chiropractic can treat, especially where seniors are concerned. When I was doing the research for the show, I realized balance and coordination, and that is a huge topic for seniors. They're all afraid of losing their balance. I'm 67, and my balance, I feel sometimes, is starting to wane. I've always been uncoordinated, so that may be part of it. But how do you help with balance and coordination to keep seniors upright?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question. So, you know, being a chiropractor, I'd be remiss if I didn't say it starts off with making sure that you have all the normal joint ranges of motion and it's not being caused by, say, compensation. So, you know, for example, if somebody has limited range of motion in their hip and that's throwing them off balance, then we would start there and address it. But many times we're able to quickly move through that and actually move on to exercises. And so exercises are a great way in a controlled environment to work with any patient, regardless of their age and their goals during the treatment, to really work on improving things like balance, improving different conditions as well. And so many times we're able to start off with some really basic exercises that quickly improve the patient's conditions and really improve their balance, you know, and it doesn't always have to be, you know, standing on one leg, passing a ball back and forth. Many times it's really simple things that can be done at home that we're then able to give somebody a standard sheet that says, you know, here's three or four exercises. Let's go ahead and start off with doing those at home. And that's kind of the best of all worlds, because then after they get done at the office and after they get done working with us, then they're still able to do those exercises at home. Or we're able to, you know, many times we work with a physical therapist as well around balance, and they're doing a little bit higher level, more specific things for that patient. And so, you know, in those cases, it's great to have that collaboration all the way around.
And when you say three or four exercises, someone may think, well, what can that do for me? It makes a huge difference, and it doesn't necessarily take that long. I remember a story when I was working in long-term care. A gentleman had, you know, the walker, and he was very elderly and very frail, and they did weight training exercises. And in 3 weeks, he was strong enough to get rid of the walker. So it's incredible how fast the right exercises can make a difference and build that muscle.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've always held to the premise of trying to have the exercises take 10 to 15 minutes out of somebody's day, because I look at it as, hey, that's the time that you're spending watching the news. And so you can do it while you watch the news or some other activity that you would normally sit down for, that maybe you can stand up and do and do the exercises all at the same time as well, and then benefit your long-term health as well.
This is maybe a loaded question, but do you think that people can avoid surgery by doing chiropractic if maybe they are thinking about having maybe hip replacement or some type of surgery? Can they either postpone that or maybe alleviate the need for that by doing chiropractic?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think it's definitely a case-by-case basis. I think that there's a time and a place for hip surgery, 100%. I think many times the time to avoid it is unfortunately far beyond the time that they actually go to the doctor. I think many times by the time that patients are going to the doctor, perhaps we're not able to do something, versus if they'd come in a year or two beforehand, we would have been able to, at the bare bones minimum, prolong it. I think many people have lived a life of doing manual labor as well, and so sometimes that's playing a factor into it. But again, that doesn't mean that we're not able to maybe prolong it, even if it's only by a couple of months, by reducing the amount of pain.
So let's talk about this. Mainers are tough, and they're a walk it off, rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine mentality. Or, and it's, well, I'm getting older. And I have friends who are younger than I am saying, oh, it's hell getting old. I have aches and pains. And is pain a natural sign of aging? Or if you're having a consistent back or hip issue, should you go see a chiropractor to see what that is? Because it's not just because you're 65 or 75.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I would definitely recommend that anybody with pain goes and has it evaluated by somebody and has an explanation for why they're in pain. Again, you know, kind of to the point going back about the potential knee replacement, hip replacement, it doesn't always mean that we're going to address it, but at least have a sound understanding of what is causing this pain, why, and then what are some things that maybe I can do to help avoid it, to lessen it, to decrease the sharpness of the pain as well.
So don't wait, see someone. What about arthritis pain? Because a lot of older people have osteoarthritis and that causes significant pain.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The earlier the better, right? Getting treatment.
Absolutely. Earlier the better. And one of the best things that you can actually do for arthritis is move, right? And that's not always easy here in Maine because, you know, this time of year, it's very easy, right? Wonderful mornings, wonderful evenings. But then during the winter, it's much more difficult because we do get a little bit of snow here. And so it does make it a little bit more challenging to be out and about naturally versus in the summer. But, you know, one of the things that most providers are going to try and do, chiropractor, physical therapist, primary care, is they're going to recommend movement and getting up, getting out and doing something. And so, you know, even if that's walking around the grocery store a few extra times, or whether that's going somewhere and walking or purchasing a small treadmill for your house that you're able to work out on a little bit during those winter months, any type of movement is better than nothing. And so definitely trying to take advantage of that in the way that you enjoy.
What do you say to people who are thinking, yeah, that's great, but it really hurts. I don't want to walk around the grocery store because I'm in pain. My knee hurts or my hip hurts or my back hurts.
Yep.
So just walk it off.
Yeah, no. So again, kind of going back to, let's find out what can you do, right? And so that starts with that examination of what's going on with this person and what can they do? They might not be able to go walk around the grocery store, but can they bike? Can they go swimming? Again, all communities are going to be a little bit different. What people have for options is going to be a little bit different, but there's many different options, and your hometown provider in your hometown community is going to know specifically things that you can take advantage of, whether it's an aerobics class for seniors or whether, you know, it's a local pool hours that might be open to you a little bit better. You know, they're going to have specific suggestions that are really going to help you and be very specific to the condition and the pain that you're experiencing and what's causing that.
If your muscles are stronger because you're getting exercise, is that what takes the pressure off the joints, which has the osteoarthritis?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. Working on those muscles, strengthening those muscles, you know, not in the sense of looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? But you know, really with a reasonable approach, so that way it's able to hold up to life. So, you know, I played sports growing up. And so I always say that life is a sport that you got to prep for. And that really does hold true as you got to prep for all the different things in life that you're going to encounter.
That sounds great. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll discuss more about chiropractic medicine. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, Dr. Michael Farrell. So someone has listened to you. They've decided, yep, this is what I need. What happens? What do you do to them when they're in the office after the initial consultation?
Yeah. So after that meet and greet, kind of like we said, you sit down and you make that care plan, right? And so that care plan can consist of a number of different things. Certainly, it's going to be an adjustment of some type. Now, look, there's a lot of different types of adjustments because not every adjustment is for every person. And so what I mean by that is the typical cracking of the neck that you see on TV and in the movies, that, you know, that type, while sometimes extreme, many times is not extreme like that. It's actually only about a millimeter that you're looking to actually adjust somebody. So it's very, very small movements. It's not like what you see on TV. It's not like what you see in the movies. However, even that minimal amount of movement may not be the best thing for everybody. Somebody may have brittle bones. Somebody might even be hesitant, right? Hard to believe, especially with their neck, that they may be a little bit nervous. And so there's a lot of different options. One that I typically use was called Activator Method. It was actually invented by a chiropractor right here. Or actually, he went to my school out in Logan. So he went to the same school as I did. He invented it. And so it's something that's very common inside of chiropractic. And it's like a little tap with an instrument. And so it's much more gentle on the bones, much easier. Another thing that typically a chiropractor will use is some type of soft tissue treatment, some type of stretching with the soft tissue, because ultimately, if you're having, say, neck pain or lower back pain, those muscles are pulling on those bones all day long. And so if we just work on the bones, but we never address things going on with the muscles, then ultimately we're not going to be able to fix you long term. So that's another commonality that many chiropractors will start with. There's also what we call modalities. And so those are different machines. And so there's a couple of common ones that a lot of chiropractors will use, a TENS unit or an eSTEM machine, very similar, sends little electrical shocks throughout the body into the specific area to allow the muscles to contract and relax, which helps to promote healing by blood flowing into that region. The other one that many chiropractors will also use is called ultrasound. And so ultrasound is wonderful, sends little impulses into the muscles, which again, promotes that blood flow, promotes that healing into that specific area. And it really does help a lot of people. One of the other common things that a lot of chiropractors are getting into more and more and more now, in addition to those, as well as the exercise that we spoke about earlier, is actually acupuncture. And so that helps a lot of folks. And throughout my career, I actually had a lot of folks that came to me for acupuncture that probably would not have started out with chiropractic had I not done acupuncture. They got to know me. And then, you know, kind of that acupuncture opened up the door for them, if you will, to ask me a little bit more about, hey, do you think the chiropractor would help this as well? And many times the case was yes. There was a few that it was, hey, no, let's just stick to acupuncture. Let's not worry about chiropractic, given whatever that they had going on for a condition. But many times I was able to help with both. So, yeah, really the tailoring the treatment to the patient is a common thing that you'll see that really allows for success of all different conditions.
The TENS unit, going back to that, the little electrical shocks going through your body, sounds a little scary, but I've had it done and it feels really good. It's like a nice kind of massage. It's terrific. So don't be afraid that the little electrical shocks, it actually feels terrific and you feel better after as well. What about Medicare, Medicare? Is that covered by, is chiropractic covered by Medicare?
Yes, it is. So Medicare and Medicare both do cover chiropractic. Medicare does require a referral for chiropractic. Medicare does not. However, most commercial insurances also cover, and Advantage plans cover chiropractic as well. And many of these days are starting to expand to cover that chiropractic acupuncture as well.
Are there any conditions that should not be treated with chiropractic medicine? Have you seen anything that's like, yeah, I'm not really comfortable with this?
Yeah, so really it depends on the severity. So that's, you know, really taken into account after the exam. But what I would tell somebody is start off with the exam, start off with a consultation, and then kind of go from there with the treatment plan. And the provider will tell you whether or not you're the best, whether or not they're the best person for you at that time. Kind of back to those joint replacements, it's one of those things that I have had patients that came in, they had hip pain, but because of the progression, we weren't able to work with them.
And as far as acupuncture, people who are afraid of needles, they're like the size of hair. I mean, you don't feel them. It looks scary when you see it on TV or in a picture, but you don't feel it. It's not what it looks like. And it can be very helpful. I've known a lot of people who have done chiropractic and every single one of them has benefited from it. So it really is something that should be done if you are having a condition. And quickly, before we're out of time, how do you find the right chiropractor for you?
That's a great question. Many times online obviously has a world of information, but word of mouth many times works. You know, inside your friend group, many of them are seeing chiropractors. And so asking them if they have one that they like and one that they would suggest.
That sounds great. Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for being here. This was wonderful information. I appreciate it. If you're having pain, don't wait. Don't think it'll go away on its own. Get treated right away. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thank you so much for listening.